A lot of Wisconsinites lack adequate access to comprehensive health insurance. That's according to the State Department of Health Services. Here's Health Services Secretary Andrea Palm speaking earlier this week.
Lack of health insurance affects far too many Wisconsin families. An estimated 402,000 Wisconsinites live without health insurance at some point in the past year.
The news comes as Governor Evers' administration moves to expand health insurance access in the state under the Affordable Care Act, even as Republican lawmakers challenge the Obama-era law. Our next guest joins us to talk about the steps being taken by the state and the impact that being uninsured can have on families. Donna Friedsam is a distinguished researcher and health policy programs director at the Institute for Research on Poverty at the UW-Madison. Donna, welcome back to Central Time.
Good to be with you.
Before we get into what the Evers administration is trying to do to close this gap, this figure of more than 400,000 Wisconsinites without health insurance for at least part of last year, who is going without health insurance? Is it focused on one particular demographic or kind of across the board?
No, we have different groups experience lack of insurance differently, but I want to clarify that that figure of over 400 is the number of people that at any particular point in the last year might have had an experience, but overall at a given time, about 305 or 306,000 people in our state lack health insurance. And of that, about half of those people are below 200% of the federal poverty level, and about half of the people are above 200% of the federal poverty level.
And that is that important because of access to support under the Affordable Care Act?
No, I was just starting somewhere.
Sure.
People can get support under the Affordable Care Act up to four times the federal poverty level, actually. So a family of four that makes almost $100,000 a year can still get subsidies under the Affordable Care Act to help them purchase health insurance through the marketplace.
So with this number of people, hundreds of thousands of people without health coverage, what is driving that? Is this people making the decision, even with support, I can't afford this? Do we know what's leading to people not having this coverage?
There's several factors that contribute to this. One of them is just not being familiar with what's available out there, because we know that about 20% of the people that are uninsured today would qualify for Medicaid and Badger Care, which is our state's safety net program and comes at no premium cost for people. So presumably many of those people, if they knew that they could get health insurance coverage without having to pay a premium, would be interested in having that coverage. But it's very difficult to reach everybody, and particularly when outreach and enrollment resources are limited. And I think that's what Secretary Palm decided she wanted to do with investing more resources this week, and that effort was to get that word out. But as well, there's been a lot of confusion about what's available through the marketplace, through the ACA. Over the past several years, some people believe that the Affordable Care Act no longer exists. People don't understand what's available through it, or they think that it's very expensive, which it can be if you just look at the sticker price for many of the plans, and people don't understand that there's a lot of federal subsidy attached to those plans. So most people with average incomes can get substantial reductions in the premiums, but that's something many people don't understand, and they don't even go look. So it's important that people talk to advisors and enrollment assistants, agents and brokers to learn what's available. Certainly there's a few people out there, particularly young invincible types, who think, I don't need this and it's not of interest to me. But we really do believe that many people, if they understood what's available and affordable to them, would get attached to health insurance.
Yeah, can you talk a little bit about the consequences and risks, I guess, of going uninsured?
Well, there's several levels of consequence of going uninsured. The most obvious one that people think of is kind of the catastrophic occurrence of if you get a terrible disease, diagnosis, or if you're in a car accident and then you can't get all the treatment that you need, or you may think you will because the hospital is going to have to do it for charity care, but you could face financial ruin. But on an everyday basis, people don't go and get the care that they need to prevent terrible things from happening to them down the line. And so they don't get the kind of preventive and primary care services that they need. Or people end up using the emergency department at hospitals for care that they could get more efficiently and more effectively in the outpatient setting and with a primary care provider. That's very costly when people use the emergency department for their everyday care, or when they wait to see a provider at the hospital instead of going to get their care from a regular source of care in the community. So these are the main problems that we have when people don't get insurance coverage and don't utilize the healthcare system in a way that is rational and effective for managing both their health and managing the costs of healthcare.
Talking to Donna Friedsam, health policy expert at UW-Madison, looking at uninsured people here in Wisconsin. At a press conference earlier this week, the head of the state's health department talked about hundreds of thousands of people without coverage at any given time. I want to give a listen to someone else at that press conference. They brought in one of the outreach ambassadors talking about navigating the insurance system.
I find health insurance confusing, as well as most Americans and most Wisconsinites. I don't think I'm alone in this issue.
And Donna, can you talk about what's happened in Wisconsin since the passage of the Affordable Care Act when it comes to outreach to help people overcome that confusion we just heard about?
So with the Affordable Care Act, there in states that that participate in the federal marketplace instead of operating their own state-based marketplaces, the federal grants were given to organizations that were not part of state government to run outreach and enrollment programs with what's called navigators or community application counselors, CACs, and other kinds of enrollment assisters. And those federal awards were quite substantial in the early years. But in the last couple of years, they've been reduced quite substantially, and more than 80% of the funds have been removed at the federal level for supporting that outreach and enrollment. And that's, I think, why our Secretary Palm and the Department of Health Services at the state level decided that it was time to invest some state resources to try to reinfuse some energy into the effort of trying to connect people with coverage and help them understand what's out there.
Do you see this kind of outreach effort putting a dent in our current numbers of uninsured?
We see in other states where that have invested substantially in their health insurance outreach and their marketing campaigns in particular, that there is a difference in the numbers of people connecting with and getting enrolled in coverage. So I do think that it could make a substantial difference. I think the messaging will be very important. We've had a challenge, I think, in our state in making sure people understand clearly what is the law and what is not the law. And I think it will be important for people to get a clear message about what is available, what the price of insurance will be for them personally, and what they can do to get themselves covered without being subject to a lot of misinformation or confusing messages. So that's going to be the most important thing.
One of the big controversies in Wisconsin is that we kind of pursued a unique path. We didn't take some of the federal money that could have been used to expand coverage. We did expand coverage in a way that other states didn't in some ways. Governor Evers had wanted to say, hold on, yeah, let's actually take that federal money. Lawmakers said no. Is that taking that money, would that help bring down the number of uninsured in Wisconsin?
Well, this is a very large debate, as you know, that's been going on for the past 6 years.
We've talked
very
to you
recently.
About it a lot. Yeah.
Yes, I know. And, you know, the numbers show that if the state participated in the federal Medicaid expansion, we would add about 70,000 to 80,000 people to the Medicaid enrollment. But of those, about half of them would be coming from the federal marketplace, currently enrolled in the federal marketplace, and about half of them would be coming from the uninsured. So we would reduce the uninsured about 40 to 45,000 people, and that's a substantial number of people that would go from uninsured to having coverage, yes. And then the other part of the discussion is that it would be reducing the amount of money that our state GPR, our state tax dollars go toward supporting the Medicaid program because it would bring in more federal dollars. That's a different question than what you raised. But it's certainly a debate that remains because of the concerns that others have raised about bringing people from the marketplace into Medicaid.
If there's someone out there listening who doesn't currently have health coverage, would like to figure out if what they're eligible for, if anything, they don't know how to get started, is there a common starting point?
Absolutely. I strongly encourage people to, they have several ways of going, but the easiest thing, if anyone around the state can call 211, the information line, and ask to get connected with an enrollment assister in their area. Again, they can call 211. They can go online if they want to, go directly to healthcare.gov and try to work their way themselves. They can also go online and look at Covering WI, Covering Wisconsin, so coveringwi.org, and they can look there to find enrollment assistance or call or a phone number to call directly. And there are many people that will be available to help them walk through their options and understand the whole insurance environment available to them.
Donna, thanks a lot for joining us again today.
Thank you.
That's Donna Friedsam, researcher and health policy programs director at the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Population Health Institute. She joined us today to talk about the state of health insurance coverage in Wisconsin. You can read more about the state's announcement at WPR.org.